Hello, how are you?
Okay.
I'm good. Are you okay?
I'm good, yeah. Surviving.
Is it a bit of a whirlwind at the moment?
It is, in the best way.
Yeah, last night looked like fun.
Oh, it was so good, yeah. Definitely had too many passion fruit lychee martinis.
Oh,
But
is that your poison?
yeah, it
So
was last
good.
night. That was good though. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Very, very well. We were just catching up and we realised it's been 6 months since we've spoken to you last. We spoke to you in July last year and I had a little listen back through what we spoke about. And everything that you said is kind of, it all makes so much sense. Look at your face. You're like, I
My
have no idea
God.
what is going on.
Can you? Wow. Yeah. Remind me of some of the things that I was saying.
Well, this is the thing. You were talking about a brand new era. I mentioned the idea of a second personality and an ego. You binned that off, and you were like, "We're not talking about that." And now we're here, and we'll get to all those things in just a bit. How proud are you of this brand new piece of work that I am so privileged to actually have heard in full this morning? Yeah, I know. I was surprised too. I was like, what do you mean I've got the whole album to listen to? It's amazing. So good.
Oh, thank you.
But how are you feeling?
I feel unbelievable. I feel so good. I think it's the fact that like it hasn't been plain sailing to get to this moment. Like it's been 2 years, up and down, but it's just made this moment sweeter for me.
I can
I think
imagine.
it really has. And like knowing I've got this album over the line, like on my own, like I've done this myself, and I just feel so proud. And it's literally just the way I want it. This album is just so true to who I am as an artist and everything that I could have envisioned for myself for my debut. Like, I'm so happy.
And it's such a, and I say this because I think I'm so proud. And you were somebody, from the Little Mix group, when your first single came out way back when, I was so excited for the album that I knew was going to come at some point. But it's such a high quality album. You wouldn't go, oh, she's an independent artist, she's doing it herself. I know that you have, and I know that you've funded it yourself, which is amazing. Did you feel like, because you are doing it yourself and you're not that you're a one man band, because I'm sure you've got so many people supporting
Great
you.
team.
Did you feel a different kind of pressure knowing that you're the driving force behind this? Yeah, good.
Yeah, 100%. I think I mean, I really like this whole album is about trusting my gut, trusting my instinct, and I think I always say like that my gut never fails me. And I think the more I leaned into that, the more I was like, I've got this. Like I know what I'm doing. As daunting as it is, because like I have to oversee everything. I've done everything, like even down to like the track listing on like putting all that the songs together and like where things should go. Like I remember asking my A&R, because I outsourced an A&R called Jade. She's amazing. And I was like, can you help me with this? And she's like, no, Leanne, it's your album. You know what you're doing. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Like, but I never had to do that before. You would always have help from the label, like the A&R, to put your album together with you. But like even that, like trusting myself to do that, I'm like, ah. But yeah, no, I think it just sort of proves that like I can, I'm doing it, you know, like I know what I'm doing, and I do have a great team around me. And for me, it's always been about find your tribe. I find the people that believe in you and get it and see your vision. And maybe I didn't really have that when I started this solo journey, but I bloody have it now. And like it just, yeah, everything happens for a reason.
What was the hardest job that you had to do that you didn't think you were going to have to do?
Ooh. You know what? I hate budget conversations.
No, don't. No.
I
Surely there's
can't.
somebody you could get to do
No.
that.
It's my bank. It's so
Of course
I need to know
it
what's going in and out. Yeah. And
is.
it's like, Leanne, if you do this, you probably won't be able to do that. And if you do that, da-da-da-da, I'm like, ugh. But the thing is, I'm basically doing a major label artist project on an independent budget. That's what I'm doing. Because I don't want to like, I'm used to a certain thing, like from the group, and then obviously like going solo with a major. I'm used to having visuals for every song. I'm used to like it having like a certain quality and whatever. And it's just like trying to budget things is so hard. But then at the same time, I feel like you can have something super clean and effective and simple. You don't have to spend £100,000 on it. Do you know what I mean? Like you can, like there are ways of doing it, and it's like learning that. But yeah, I think I've definitely struggled with the whole budget thing.
From the outside, you wouldn't even know that you are having to pick and choose. Like, and the things that you have done, like Most Wanted, the single that is out right now, that music video is like you threw everything at that.
Yeah, it's fun.
That
Yeah, really
looked
fun.
ridiculous. And I saw an Instagram post from you. You learnt most of the choreo in like half a day.
2 hours, 2, 3 hours.
Are you
Yeah.
joking?
Honestly,
Like,
it's just the budget. We ain't got time for single budget rehearsals. No, do you know what? That was a timing thing as well. But I just feel like so grateful to have had that girl band training and that little
really?
training. Yeah, it's like we worked under pressure all the time. So I think it's just something that I kind of, I guess, just I can just do it now.
It looked
Constantly under pressure.
a little bit of a more intense routine to the Little Mix days.
Do you think? Oh God,
Yeah.
no, we were
Really?
going for it back in the day. Yeah.
I was looking at it like, God, she's hitting that harder than what I think she ever has. But so like in comparison, those that the dance routine for Most Wanted, and then what is a harder dance that you have had to have done for Little Mix then? Because I thought Most
Oh my
Wanted looked
gosh.
like pfft.
I mean, it was technical, but then in Little Mix days, geez, like there was a lot. Like I remember we did our salute tour and it was No Hard Feelings. I think we had to learn this crazy like dance break, and it was all like just like hands and like footwork and like just it was mad. So yeah, no, we've definitely like learned some hard things back in the day for sure. Yeah.
So 2.5 hours was easy then. I was easy peasy. Leanne's a
Oh
superstar. She
gosh.
doesn't need to worry about that.
Oh well.
Are you thinking of keeping the heavy dancing throughout the tour? Because I know you've got dates coming up in April, and you're coming to. I know you're doing outside of the tour. You're coming to London on the 3rd of March to do a Q&A and some
Yes.
singing at the Rough Trade East. I think I've gotten
Yes.
that right. And then the tour starts in April at the Kentish Forum, which is an amazing venue. It's a beautiful venue.
Yes.
Are we doing lots of dancing?
So I'm currently planning the tour and like working it all out. And I think for me, I really just want to bring the story of the album to life. And I want to do that like thinking outside the box. I really want to show something that I've not shown before. And just kind of like bring this story to life. I think I'm really excited for like certain tracks as well, like Goodbye, Good Morning, like with the instrumentation and the electric guitar, like hearing that live, like
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Is it going to be
And
full live? Sorry, to
yeah,
just
of
jump in,
course.
band and everything.
Oh
Oh
yeah.
my
Have to
God.
have a band for that one song alone. Like I need electric guitar.
It's going to be like the sounds. I
It'll be
know people
fun.
listening to this, they won't be in the situation that I'm in, which is very privileged to have actually heard the album. The soundscape, the variety of instruments on this album. I heard bongos, I think, somewhere. There was quite like an Afro beat to it. There's dance, there's R&B, there's reggae. That live is going to be one of the best things I think a person could ever see in their entire lives. And in a venue that size as well, when it kind of hits you, because you're going to be so close as an
I
audience member.
know,
It's going to
yeah.
be.
I think with the album as well, there's so many different moods. So I'm really excited to kind of like show that as well. Like there's songs where you just have to dance, you just have to party, wind your waist. But then
100%.
there's songs that you want to cry to.
Yeah.
There's like really sort of like romantic moments, and there's like vulnerable moments. And yeah, I think you listen to this album and you really know exactly who I am
Was
as an
there
artist.
a story in the back of your mind that you wanted to, you were talking about conveying the story through the album. What was in your mind when you were creating it?
I mean, it's all about the ego, and the ego is my younger self. And
Is
she
it?
is, so she's the version that went into the X Factor, dyed her hair red, super determined, fierce, bold, wouldn't take no for an answer, would always stand up for herself. And I just think the industry, unfortunately, kind of just chipped that, chipped away at that person, chipped away at that side, suppressed it. And with all of the stuff that I kind of faced, like with my label, old label, and the toxicity of just the industry in general, I wanted to revive that younger self and revive my ego and bring her back and just be that fearless person again, because I missed her. And I, where did she go? And it's really like quite fascinating how being in the public eye and how it can actually like chip away at you in that sense and sort of, yeah, like I guess suppress that side. So for me, it's all about telling the story of her. Like, where does she come from? Like, who is she? Like, yeah, she is the younger version. Her color is red. And then this other side to me, which I guess is the more vulnerable, like softer side, who her color is green. So it's like even like playing with those colors and bringing like that to life. And they've got really exciting ways of doing that. So yeah, I can't wait.
That makes so much sense as to the alternative album covers as well, the green
Yeah.
and the red. That's
Yeah.
really, really cool. So, back in the music video for Been a Minute,
Yeah.
was that the start of the Egos? What
Yeah.
was I correct?
Yeah.
Yes!
And if you notice, I was wearing green and then she
Yes.
was in red.
She
Yeah.
was in red. She was the one in the party having the best
Yeah.
time, and
Yeah.
then the other version of you was on the outside looking in. Come on!
Go,
Got an Easter
you.
egg! Got an Easter egg! I'm getting better at this, I promise.
Oh, yes.
Whew,
I'm
right.
really excited for like this album to, oh yeah, come out and like obviously all these interviews are where I'm talking about it and people to kind of like go back and follow like the journey from the beginning and sort of pick out these things.
Yeah,
But yeah, it's a whole thing, yeah.
I'm excited because I always jump on the bandwagon late, but obviously doing this job, I have to jump on early. And now that I'm on early, I'm looking out for all these things. I'd like to talk about a track that isn't quite a track on the album, but you were talking about sad moments, and I have got a sad moment that really kind of brought me out in goosebumps when I was sitting in bed this morning listening to it. But I was wondering if it would match up. What is your sad moment? What's the deepest level that you go to when you're in green on that album? What track is that for you?
Interesting you say that as well, because each track is either red or green as well. Well done, you.
Hey.
Oh, good question. Do you know what? There's a couple of moments. Oh God, there's a couple. I would say the main for me is "You Are a Star" interlude. My grandma and granddad.
Is that who it is? 'Cause
It's
that's
my
what got
grandma and
me.
granddad. Really?
That's what got me. And it's like it's in track 11, I think.
Yeah.
And I was literally in bed and all my hairs, like it was that moment that I think you rarely get from music, but when it happens, it really, really happens.
Oh.
Why is that on the album?
Yeah. I really wanted to get a voice note for my granddad. So he's Jamaican and I've been going to Jamaica every year since I was born and it's a massive part of it's my heritage, you know, it's my second home. My granddad is so special to me and we are quite patriotic with our last name, Pinnock. And I wanted to get a voice note from him explaining what it means to be a Pinnock. Like, why do we always say we're so strong? Like, if we're ever going through anything, it's like, come on, you're a Pinnock, you got this. So, okay, like, granddad, where did that come from? So I wanted to get a voice note from him. And then my grandma, I asked her to get it because he doesn't know how to use an iPhone, bless him. So she was doing it. And she's just like started saying all of this stuff, like, about. Before you got into the X Factor, and you would say, "You are a star, I am a star."
Oh.
And literally, like, I didn't tell them what to say. And she just said, and I was like, I don't even remember saying that to her, but I always say it takes me back to who I was before Little Mix, like the Leanne before, who was like my younger self, who was so determined and wouldn't take no for an answer and told everyone that she was going to be a star and just so determined and fierce. And like, it literally encapsulates the whole story in that one interlude.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's all about. So I'm so glad that you said that. Yeah, it's such a special moment.
It's a really special moment, and I don't think you see it coming because every track is, you know, it's either up here or it's down here, and then it's kind of like it's like a weird break, and perfectly placed, by the way. Compliment to you. Perfectly placed at number 11. I was like, oh my God, I was like, I'm actually gonna cry in a minute.
Aww.
It was so lovely. Do you tell your twins that they're a pinnacle, they can get through stuff? Is that something that you've carried on?
I mean, yes, but they are actually greys because obviously, like, they're
Yeah.
last grey, but they will always be
They'll always
Pinnocks.
be pinnock. The
They will
pinnock's
always
in
be
there.
Pinnocks. Yes. So, yes, that is something. But I mean, right now, like, for me, it's just instilling, like, how beautiful they are and trying to, like, keep, because they're so confident. So I'm trying to, like, nurture that as much as possible because I think we have a thing where we sometimes, I don't know, like that word overconfident, like, I hate it. It's like,
Really?
no, let us be confident because the world is going to try and take that away, you know? And then that's when insecurities come out. It's like, no, like, seeing how beautifully confident they are right now, I'm like, I want them to keep that forever. And I don't think women should ever be told that they're too confident, you know? Like, so that is something that I'm very much trying to nurture right now. But yeah, and obviously them ending Heaven as well is another moment that is just so unreal. Oh
Oh no, please.
my God.
If I start you off, it's absolutely fine, but know that I will cry as well. Just putting it out there. If you cry, I cry. It happens.
Oh my God,
I
that's
don't know
oh, what a moment. Yeah, and it just had to end the album with them. Just puts it all into perspective for me.
why. Are they the two right at the very end?
Yeah.
Because I was wondering, I was like, I was like, that must be her kids. So did they come into the studio?
Yeah. I got a little studio in my house, and like whenever I'm recording, they're always like running in and out and like trying to be on the mic. And I just thought, oh, I've got to get them to end this. But they love it. They love singing, so they just
Do
couldn't
they?
wait. Yes. They couldn't
Are
wait.
they good at singing? From a from
You
from
can hear.
No, I'm just putting it out there, like, you know, from an international pop star, superstar, is one better than the other? Have
Why
you
are you going
got a
to do that to me?
favourite? I mean, just
Come on.
not a favourite kid, just a favourite to be a pop star.
No, so
Was one easier to teach than the
sorry,
other? Like.
you thrown me. Wait. No. So they are both amazingly talented. Like, they love dance, they love singing. One of them is very much more dancer, I think. Like, she has the attitude, like, she puts her hands on her hips, and I'm like, stop doing that. But she
Like
just
it.
copies me. And then the other one, definitely, I think, probably will be the singer. Like, she can hit every note. But then I don't know, like, there's still four. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's who
But there's
knows?
potential.
There is so much potential. It's very exciting.
Well, it is so amazing to talk to you. I'm very aware that I've overrun, and I'm really sorry to your manager, and to you as well. I know you've got no time whatsoever.
No, all good.
So amazing to speak to you. So amazing to catch up after six months. Wish you the very best on all the touring, the album. I'm very excited for everyone to hear it in. I think when this goes out, it'll be 9 days' time. So
Ooh,
they'll get
amazing.
to experience it for the very first time. Before you go, you may remember we do this thing at 9 o'clock. You may not, but so I don't mind saying it again. We have anthems at 9 o'clock, which is because we're a nighttime show. People that work through the night, we always try and give them a bit of a boost. And whenever somebody like yourself comes on the show, we always ask you if you wouldn't mind selecting the anthems. Just so we get to know you a bit more musically. And these can be any song that you like, but we like to give you categories just so we can, you know, dive into your personal private life behind the scenes just a little bit more without actually saying too much. The first category of three, a workout go-to anthem.
Okay. Workout go-to anthem. I'm gonna say Little Mix Power.
Oh, solid. Yep, that's
Yeah.
being green ticked. And then I know you're all about happiness. I know
Yeah.
one of your big things for just year on year is to just always chase happiness.
Yes.
Go to happy anthem.
Oh, go to happy anthem. Oh, Burna Boy, wonderful.
Ooh, okay.
Is a banger. It makes me so happy.
Does it?
Oh yeah, it's so uplifting.
Is it like car ride happy or shower time happy?
Car ride happy.
Car ride happy.
Sure,
I mean,
yeah.
I get most ha I do all my happy singing in the shower. I don't know why, it just has to be done.
But it's anytime happy.
Anytime, all the time
Yeah.
happy,
All
all
the
the
time
time
happy.
happy.
Yep.
And then last one, I'm going to give you free rein, just a banger you're loving right now, day to day.
A banger that I'm loving right now. I mean, I don't know if you, I wonder if you'd play it. Can it be anything I want?
Anything you fancy, just go for it.
Kalani Folded.
I don't know if it's even the system. Do you know
You.
what? The thing is, it's not that if I wouldn't play it, I am not in charge of the music. I'll
Yeah,
have a
okay. Let
look.
me think of something else. Let me think of something. Can I choose one of my
We do
songs?
have it. We do have it.
Do
We
you?
do. Yeah, I'm looking at it. We've got it. This
Hey!
It's a success. The first
There
timer.
you go.
Leanne, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming back on. You're so lovely. It's so great to speak to you. Have an amazing next couple of weeks, and I really, really hope that we get to see you very soon. Good luck with the touring.
Yes. Before you go, I want to know your favourite song, if you can remember, on
My
that album.
favorite song of yours from the brand new
On the
album,
album, yeah.
it was track number one, if I'm
Look into my
completely
eyes.
honest, look into my eyes. And then it kind of changes at the end, and it gets a little bit, because it's quite dancey, and then it goes quite,
Yeah.
it slows down a bit.
Okay, very unexpected.
Very unexpected, but that was my favourite one. That was my
Yay,
favourite
I love
one.
that. Okay, wicked. Oh, okay, so yeah, fun. Thank you.
Thank you
Thank you
so
for having me
much.
again.
Sorry to overrun, and speak to you soon.
Yay, thank you.
See you
See you
later.
later.
Bye, Liam.
Bye.